For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. President Trump is meeting with the King of Jordan today for talks about Gaza and what to do about Iran. Jordan has been an ally of the U.S. when it comes to Middle East policy, but it is unclear what, if anything, Jordan will do about the people in Gaza. Trump also thinks Egypt should do something. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth made a stop in Germany today on a multi-day trek to Europe to meet with leaders and strengthen national security. Secretary Hegseth commented on the most immediate danger identified by the Trump administration.
The biggest threat was securing our own border, which we are addressing rapidly. And I'm proud of what NORTHCOM has done and the Defense Department has done is shifting there. You don't have a country if you don't have borders, as the president has pointed out. And we've been defending other people's borders for a long time. Time to defend ours.
Secretary Hegseth is also slated to travel to Belgium and Poland while abroad, meeting with local officials and NATO leaders. Wheaton College extended a proud notice on the occasion of alum Russell Vogt's confirmation as director of President Trump's Office of Management and Budget, but AFN Steve Jordahl reports they took it back less than a day later.
Wheaton College has a long, storied history of graduates who have changed the world. Billy Graham leads the list and is closely followed by Jim Elliott, A.W. Tozer, Josh McDowell, and scores more. Russell Vogt, the newly minted OMB director, is among them, so the college posted a note to Facebook congratulating him on the appointment, but took it down and apologized less than a day later after hearing from some Trump-deranged alumni and donors.
The classic example of the way that the left steers and manipulates Christian institutions.
Joe Rigney of St. Andrews College in Moscow, Idaho, says he's seeing it over and over again from once solid evangelical Christian colleges.
You can see sort of the different players involved from victim classes and then the advocate class that says, you know, it's a full-throated endorsement of everything that the Trump administration has ever done or something like that. And then the nice guys who are concerned about their reputation.
Rigney says the cowardice tarnishes Wheaton's reputation.
Jim Elliott, Wheaton alumni, faced down death at the hands of the Alka Indians. But some online commenters raise a ruckus and Wheaton buckles in less than 24 hours.
And he has a harsh criticism for all evangelical institutions that try to tap into secular culture.
Evangelicals do the same thing the world does, but 5 years later and not as good.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
Trader Joe's and other grocers are limiting the number of eggs customers can buy across the U.S., citing limited supply caused by bird flu. Trader Joe's is capping purchases to one carton per customer each day nationwide. Consumers and several local media outlets have also reported varying limits seen at stores like Costco, Whole Foods, Kroger, and Aldi locations, with photos of in-store notices swirling around online in recent weeks, but not all are being implemented nationally. A warning about a bacterial threat in bread is expanding. Fox's Lisa Brady has more.
The FDA issues an upgraded recall for millions of baked goods that could have bacteria contamination. The Food and Drug Administration has recalled more than 2 million baked goods made by FGF brands. The FDA says the recalled products were sold under various brand names, including Dunkin'. A report by the agency says the baked goods could have potentially been contaminated with listeria. However, FGF brands says the recall was completed in early January and that no food since then has tested positive for listeria, adding donuts currently on the market are safe to eat.
In final news, the season may have just ended, but expect to hear plenty more about the NFL in the coming weeks. Off-season priorities include health and safety regulations, kickoff evaluation, and expanding replay assist. Meanwhile, the seven teams with new head coaches may open off-season workout programs on April 7th, and the remaining 24 teams can follow 2 weeks later. Then it's time for the NFL draft on April 24th. Find more news on AFN.net. When you're there, be sure to subscribe to our free daily email news briefs. You can also follow us on X or like us on Facebook. Thanks for listening.